time as we're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, enjoy them on us, freetalklive.com. So, actually, I want to continue an email. I know it's not a good thing to necessarily hold it over, but it's a completely separate topic from the same email we started last hour.
Okay.
From Cody. He's a young gentleman who goes to a Christian private high school. And as he points out here, apparently, three students were expelled today from my school for being in possession of marijuana.
Mm.
Now, I knew all three of the girls. It is a small school. And one in particular, one not so much, I was really upset to see leave, especially since I believe that marijuana isn't the horrible thing that it's cracked up to be.
Right.
Not since we go to a Christian school. Since we go to a Christian school, we're drilled with Christian propaganda from the minute we arrive. And by the way, he does say that he is a Bible-believing Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, though, he's someone who questions what he's told. He says, so of course I went all this time thinking that marijuana was bad and smokers of it were going to hell. Man, was I wrong. I also thought that it was dangerous, but as an assignment for health class, I looked it up and found that it was less harmful than ordinary tobacco.
Or what? Alcohol, or a lot of things that are, I mean, it's about as harmful as caffeine.
Right, wasn't there, I think there was a study done recently, I think by some British scientists that showed, or somebody, that showed essentially a new ranking of illegal drugs.
Right. Well, in that case, what they ranked was, the dosage that it would take to kill you. It doesn't talk about harmful. There's certainly claims out there that marijuana can cause drug-induced psychosis. I haven't seen a lot of evidence for that.
No.
And that is and it certainly doesn't cause man boobs. It certainly doesn't cause all kinds of nonsense that we have been told throughout the years. And that would be the only harm that marijuana could possibly cause.
Precisely.
Unless you did something dumb because you were stoned. But that's,
very unlikely. Marijuana is not going to make you think you can fly.
No.
And it's just not, not going to happen. Anyway, he says, so why is it illegal, he asks. I thought, then I started listening to your podcast, and I really enjoyed the segment about marijuana. Well, we've had more than one. And he says it got me thinking about all the lies that I've been force-fed. Now I'm all for the decriminalization of it. I think it's terrible that these girls now will have to live with the consequences of stupid rules.
Hold on. What the Christian school, besides selling God and selling the Bible and Christian values to the parents that would send their kids there, is also selling a superior learning environment to the parents that would send their kids there. And if you were to ask the parents of the students there, do you want your kids more exposed, less exposed to marijuana than they are at public school? They're all going to say, we want them
less.
Far less, and we want more enforcement and those kind of things.
Sure.
So the school's doing the right thing
for their
business model.
I see where you're coming from, but nonetheless, he still feels how he feels. I mean, he knows that, the reality is that this isn't a harmful substance, that he liked hanging around with at least one of these people, or he liked one of these girls, and he didn't want to see them essentially kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
He says he thinks it's terrible that they have to live with these consequences. They were nice people, not the stereotypical marijuana users described by government propaganda. They were white, middle-class teenage girls. It's sad how much the government lies and deceives us. They plant images to be associated with illegal substances. You hear the word drug, and the first thing that comes to mind are drug dealers, low-class kids, the ghetto, stuff like that. It's sickening that government is still employing racism as a scare tactic. In fact, there's evidence, not so much these days, but back in some of the earlier anti-drug commercials, there were definitely some sort of racist overtones. You know, the suggestion was always that the drug dealer was a black guy.
Well, it makes sense if that the reason marijuana was made illegal, one of them was based on race.
True.
So, I mean, I guess it would make sense if there's still parts of that hanging out there.
There's still class issues involved in marijuana, I would say.
What do you mean?
I would say that many people would say that marijuana is done by the lower class.
You think?
I think that they would say that, yeah.
I think that those people would be absolutely wrong.
I think that there's some evidence to support what you're saying. I don't know.
There's a lot of evidence.
I don't know if I'm entirely ready to say it, but...
Well, I can tell you that I've got plenty of evidence. I've met the people who I've met plenty of people who are of the upper class.
Do you think the percentages
marijuana?
Are higher, lower, or about the same in the upper
I'd
class that smoke marijuana?
Probably about the same. I'd say about the same, if not higher.
I disagree.
It's just that they don't get caught.
I would just disagree. That's all.
Yeah, I in a way I see Ian's point too, but
yeah,
well, I know a lot of dropouts, and almost every single dropout I know who and dropouts isn't necessarily bad. I'm talking about dropouts who don't do anything with their life. I know a lot of them who do just smoke marijuana all day and don't do anything. At the same time, I know a lot of very successful people who use marijuana as well. Right. But I can see where it gets that connotation.
The fact that I say it shows that there's a prejudice.
Well,
that's all.
Yes, I see where you're coming from, and there's no way that anybody's ever going to come out with real numbers on this.
No, you're not. I mean, I know city councilors, and you know lawyers,
doctors,
nurses. I know all these things, Ian. I absolutely do.
Right,
I'm
so
just saying.
I think
percentages.
That, okay, if we're going to look at losers, if we're going to look at dropouts, because there's
right.
a difference between someone who is sort of in the poor category mm-hmm. Of life, in that they're still out there working. There are working poor, and then there's the losers that sit around and do nothing. So if you
right.
want to look at the people that are losers that sit around and do nothing all day, those who are making under $20,000 a year or whatever, making nothing, just mm-hmm. sitting around smoking weed, yeah, there's going to be a high percentage of marijuana smokers or drug users in general, whether they be drinkers or whatever. There's
mm-hmm.
going to be a high percentage of any sort of drug users there. And also, if you look at the rich people who, maybe rich housewives, that sort of thing, people who are classified as rich,
mm-hmm.
that sit around all day.
Basically, people
right.
who don't have anything to do.
Right.
I bet you that there'd be a similar percentage of rich people that sit around all day that also do drugs.
Correlation doesn't equal causation.
I would agree with that, and you know it would depend on what you call using marijuana. Does smoking marijuana on a daily basis is that use?
Of course it is.
Well, of course it is. That would be the one end of it. But is smoking marijuana on a semi-annual basis is that use?
Technically, it would be.
But I would also consider
it's infrequent.
That very infrequent.
When they do the polls,
if you put the doctors in the the semi-annual category and you start putting all those people in under user, then yeah, you might have a case. But when you're talking about people who smoke on the hour,
the ones I'm talking about are more frequent than
that. Yeah, I think that when they measure use, it's within 30 days. So it's always, have you used this drug within the past 30 days?
Yeah, well, I think that that's a reasonably fair. Estimation, because you know there's 30 days that I have, and then there's 30 days that I haven't.
800-259-9231. So anyway, that's an email from Cody. He's upset that there are a lot of lies out there about marijuana, and that's certainly true. Luckily, there are some great organizations in America and around the rest of the world that are doing really good work in regards to combating the government lies and half-truths about marijuana. In the case, one of those organizations happens to be the Marijuana Policy Project, and Bruce Merkin from the MPP points out that apparently April 2nd, so very recently, yesterday, today's signing of the nation's 12th state medical marijuana law by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will jumpstart efforts to reform federal policy on medical marijuana, advocates said today.
That's almost a quarter of the states at this point
yeah.
have legalized medical marijuana, and the feds still turn a deaf ear to it. They do not care. There is too much money being made in the enforcement of marijuana laws. They will not stop it.
They're going to fight, the feds are going to fight to the bitter end.
At 50% of the states?
You know, the feds know that the reason that it's not across the whole nation, the rest of the states, is because they're doing this fight. I know that we had the fight up here in New Hampshire to legalize medical marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and the reason it didn't get through is because the feds are still enforcing it.
Well,
yes.
That's one of the reasons, but if any one of the reasons didn't exist, we would have medical marijuana
right.
in New Hampshire sometime this year.
That's correct. I suspect
we will have it next year.
When I had called some of the reps, that was the excuse I got a lot.
Right.
Was the feds are scary, the feds.
Well, so what? What do the feds have to do with the New Hampshire's enforcement of drug laws?
They're scary.
Yeah, but are they doing anything to the legislatures in other cities?
They've got guns.
They're not doing anything to the legislatures in other states. Why are you scared?
I don't know. 800-259-9231.
They're not making any sense.
1-800-259-9231. They're just making an excuse to not vote for the medical marijuana.
Yeah, that much is true.
There's a little bit more about this. New Mexico Marijuana Policy Project and your calls about whatever's on your mind. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Visit and enjoy the live streams that we have there, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well, waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire in special FSP tour buses or on your own and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Talking about a little bit of news on the marijuana front. In this case, the medical marijuana front. New Mexico. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will jumpstart efforts to reform federal policy on medical marijuana, advocates say today from the Marijuana Policy Project. The signing comes in the wake of new research further documenting marijuana's medical value. New Mexico now joins a number of other states. They list them off. Richardson, who is a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, actively lobbied for the bill's passage. Aaron Houston, the director of government relations for the MPP, says Governor Richardson's action is the clearest sign yet that politicians are finally catching up with the people on the issue of medical marijuana. He says support for medical marijuana is overwhelming. 78% of Americans in a national Gallup poll, and backing from the medical community is solidifying as new research continues to document marijuana's medical benefits. Support in Congress keeps growing, and this could be the year the federal government finally ends its cruel attacks on the sick in states where medical marijuana is legal.
It's hard to imagine, but perhaps.
I'm certainly not going to get my hopes up on this, but nonetheless.
I don't see their motivation to. Right now, they
the
go.
Feds?
Yeah, they
the stop.
Yeah, they, right now they go in the DEA, they raid a place, they don't have to arrest anyone, they get to take all the marijuana and all the money.
Well, if it's up to the DEA, they'll never stop.
No.
So it has to be Congress. Congress is going to have to make a change.
I believe they've already pledged not to, at least this term.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Again, I'm not expecting anything out of Washington, D.C., but nonetheless, it's good news that things are moving in the right direction. More states coming on board with medical marijuana. The 78% number is huge. I'd be interested to see how that number changes when you break it down according to East Coast, West Coast, breadbasket, because I bet you the breadbasket's sort of hurting those numbers. I bet you if you look at urbanized areas, East Coast and West Coast, it's probably up in the 90 percentile.
But what difference does that make if it's urbanized? Or
Not necessarily even urbanized. It's east and west coast, probably just more like.
I see that the breadbasket, probably it is dragging those numbers down, and Midwesterners have a tendency to be the sort of conservative types. But
the sticks in the mud, so to speak.
But we are talking about, we're talking about the whole of the U.S., and they're part of it, so what difference does it make if it's east coast and west coast? I don't really understand.
I don't know. I was just pointing out that the numbers might be higher if you exclude them.
It's 68% here in New Hampshire, so.
68% for medical marijuana?
Yep. New Hampshire's a little Midwestern in its philosophy.
It's conservative values here, so.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's that low. Anyway, either way, it's still good numbers. Marijuana Policy Project's working closely with other organizations in support of members of Congress to pass an amendment to end federal medical marijuana raids in states with medical marijuana laws, including former Congressman Bob Barr, who recently joined the MPP's lobbying effort, as we pointed out last week. A University of California study published earlier this year in the Journal of Neurology found that marijuana effectively relieved a type of severe nerve pain that afflicts hundreds of thousands with HIV/AIDS, and is similar to the type of pain experienced by many patients suffering from multiple sclerosis, diabetes, and other illnesses. A wide variety of medical and health organizations support legal access to medical marijuana, including the American Public Health Association, the American Nurses Association, the American Academy of HIV Medicine, and the Lymphoma Foundation of America. And then they go on to point out how the Marijuana Policy Project is the largest marijuana policy reform organization in the United States, and the guy who runs the organization is a self-proclaimed libertarian. So, more power to him. MarijuanaPolicy.org is their website if you want to learn more about them and what they're doing, because I think they're doing good things. In fact, I just got an email during the show from Rocket Man, who is kind of like the go-to guy here in the state, in New Hampshire. On the marijuana issue.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who's behind NHCommonSense.org. He's sort of organizing all of the different activists.
He's a great activist.
Yeah, he's getting things done, and that's really what you want from your activist. So
apparently he's putting together, there's some sort of meeting. The activists are being called together, and we're going to have some sort of a powwow about the next step. And I guess, I don't know why this is. I've yet to been to the meeting, so I don't know what it's all about. But apparently there's going to be some new push for some sort of national changes. So there's going to be like a New Hampshire-based push, or maybe we're going to be part of a national thing that's going to be pushing for something. It sounds like he's really excited. So if he's excited, it could
I've heard some good rumors. I don't want to say them, but they're just rumors at this point. But Good news.
Okay, we'll bring it to you as we learn it. 800-259-9231. Let's go.
I want the damn rumors. That's what I want
to
know.
To come to the meeting. Let's talk to Gilbert in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hi, guys. It was a pleasure meeting you at the Freedom Forum.
Excellent,
it's
Gilbert.
It's a pleasure talking to you now.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just think the rights issue question is a little bit gets tough because people think that they have to justify the rights, and it's kind of like proving a negative. Really, the ones that have to justify their right to tell us what to do are the ones that want to tell us what to do.
Okay.
I think
well, they've got a gun.
Yeah.
What else do you need? They've got men with guns willing to follow their every whim.
Well, that's the enforcement. That's the result is the enforcement of their will, but the philosophical question, they still have to justify why they have the right
no,
to
they
tell
don't.
What to do.
No, no, see, they don't. The
they
gun
don't seem
jumps,
to be bothered by that philosophical
right,
question.
The gun completely eliminates the whole philosophical factor. I mean, to you and I, on an intellectual level, yes, they should philosophically justify it, but how many violent thugs have ever, come up to you and said, well, I may be robbing you here tonight, but if you go back to the writings of our ancestors and you examine their thoughts on the matter, oh, just give me your money.
And the other thing is when you think about situations like in New Orleans when they violated posse comitatus by having the military in there confiscating people's guns.
Mm.
You know, the military guy...
They didn't make an excuse.
You know, I really hate the idea of gunning down Americans in cold blood.
But
I didn't imagine that I'd ever have to do that, but I'll kill him right away. Sir, yes, sir. Like, you know, they did interviews with these guys, and, you know, they're going to do what they're told to do because they're told to do it. They're told that when we hire you, you do what you're told to do, and that's your job. You don't ask questions. You don't talk about constitutionality. You don't think about rights. We'll worry about that.
Well, I think there's an underlying sense of what's right and what's wrong, and they've got the control of the people with the media and the school system, but people still do need and want a justification. They just think it's already there, that it's already been proven, it's already
right.
I
would agree with you there.
Of course. What's that?
Yeah, he said he
agrees. I would agree with you there.
Right, they presume that the politicians have already...
The government said so it must be right.
Right, they presume the politicians have already done the footwork and that sort of thing, when in fact they're just doing whatever they want.
Right.
And I think they believe that the actions are right because the sentiments or the
ends justify the means.
Right. No, that the intentions are right. That people are, you know, they have good intentions... And
all the better.
People should know better than that, unfortunately. The road to hell is paved, as they say, with good intentions. Gilbert, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More on the way. You take control. Jerry Falwell. Check in with him in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and that does include, by the way, the updates. You get signed up for the updates, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, so get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Got a story about old Jerry Falwell. We haven't talked about him in quite a while. Here's the
he certainly makes news.
Yeah, well, here's the latest. Jerry Falwell from the American Chronicle, the Virginian televangelist, is the best advertisement for the stupidity, hypocrisy, and veniality of TV-based evangelical religion. Watch Jerry Falwell condemn Tinky Winky for being gay while his three chins quiver in moral indignation. Come on, how can any reasonably intelligent person take this joker seriously? This is, by the way, Robert Paul Rise wrote this. Jerry Falwell may expend his time, resources, and money to promote his intolerant faith, but he has given paganism in Virginia a big boost.
How so?
From the Americans United for Separation of Church and State website, quote, a group of pagans in Albemarle County, Virginia, was recently given permission to advertise their multicultural holiday program to public school children, and they have the Reverend Jerry Falwell to thank for it. You see, the dispute started last summer, when Gabriel and Joshua Rakowski, twins who attend Holly Mead Elementary School, which I presume is a government school, I believe it is, sought permission to distribute flyers about their church's vacation Bible school to their peers via what they call backpack mail. You see, many government schools use special folders placed in student backpacks to distribute notices about school events and sometimes extracurricular activities that young people might be interested in to parents.
Right.
So the backpack mail system. I didn't have this when I was a kid, but I guess they do now. School officials originally denied the request because, again, separation of school and state, or separation of church and state, right? That's the reason the request was denied.
Makes perfectly good sense to me.
The school policy, in fact, bars, quote, distribution of literature that's for partisan, sectarian, religious, or political purposes.
Really? Can you imagine?
Now, Rakowski the father or whatever, the twins, sicked the Liberty Council on the county, which is one of the most misnamed activist groups out there. And the policy was soon revised to allow religious groups to use the backpack mail system. Now, the so-called Liberty Council is a religious right legal group founded by Matthew Staver and now is affiliated with Falwell. So they've got some sway.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously turned up the heat on the school board bureaucrats, and they said, okay.
I don't know why, but okay.
Yeah, they must really have some sway in this particular... I mean, it's Virginia. It's probably a smaller
why,
area.
Why would they? Bureaucrats even listen?
Albemarle County, Virginia. Probably go to church with these people.
Okay, so separation of church and state, what... What's next? Are they going to allow them to put in their junk mail? I mean, they're going to put in sale flyers from...
If they get a cut, they might.
I mean...
And then at some point, once it gets so ridiculous, parents will be like, yeah, don't take that crap home, just throw it in the garbage.
Well, it's not actually... that you suggest that sort of in jest, but it's not unheard of. I remember I was a little bit surprised down in Florida when I got my water bill, which is done by the state there,
mm-hmm.
It's done by the city. And I was a little bit surprised that they included advertisements with my water bill. So, I mean, it wasn't enough.
Does the government endorse this particular product?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't enough that they were charging me for the water. They had to actually throw advertisements at me as well.
Right.
Well, the backpack mail, I'm a little bit familiar with it. And I know that it's a lot of time used to send important messages back and forth from school. Parents be informed of, like, a teacher's night or something. But if they're getting all this useless stuff thrown at them, they're not going to read what might be important.
Sure. And in this case, so the school went ahead and bent to the Liberty Council's demands, and they allowed religious groups to use the backpack mail system.
Hmm.
So...
Turns out
is fair play.
Yeah, once they allow religions to put their little events in the backpack mail, now the pagans can put their goat sacrifice on there.
They took advantage of
running around in the full moon and all that good stuff.
Don't sacrifice goats.
Well,
they took advantage of the school's decision to allow religious groups to use the backpack mail system. Now, fresh-faced school children, including many evangelicals, are being sent home with printed material in their backpacks, extolling the virtues of paganism. Of course, the evangelicals are now howling in protest. How dare the school system be fair and impartial? Christian myths and fables are kosher, but the school can't allow impressionable minds to be subjected to the pagan faith. Hopefully at least one born-again school child will be converted to the pagan belief system. I never heard of pagan bashing a homosexual in the name of paganism. Only an organization founded by Jerry Falwell would find fault with a school policy, quote, barring distribution of literature that's for partisan, sectarian, religious, or political purposes. He says intolerant freaks like Falwell believe that theirs is the only true religion and therefore should be allowed to proselytize without restraint.
Well, that's the problem. I would agree with that, but that's the reason that for the First Amendment, freedom of religion, is because people like Falwell will get a certain amount of clout. They'll and they'll get what they want done.
Right.
And
he'd love to outlaw these other religions.
He would absolutely love to do that. He's gonna take these people to heaven, whether he has to drag them in handcuffs, is the way he sees it. And you can't take somebody to heaven that way.
It goes back to what we were talking about earlier about these evangelicals wanting to be our rulers. They don't only want to get in power, but they want to get in power and rule over us, not be representative
for us, but
rule over us. Yes, exactly. We're quoting from Jesus' camp.
So only old Falwell, he says, other religions are of the devil in their mind and don't deserve the same privilege. Jerry Falwell, thanks for helping pagans in Virginia. Blessings in the name of Mother Earth. Just a little jab at him at the end of the article.
Well, I doubt he'll even read it.
American Chronicle, probably not. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. You bring up anything to LouRockwell.com. And Michael Tennant, talking about property values. Page B1 of Saturday's Pittsburgh Tribune Review offers a window into the mindset of average Americans and their leaders, demonstrating that neither cares a whit about the other's property rights. First off is a story about the Allegheny County Health Department's fining the Lithuanian Citizens Society of Western Pennsylvania $16,250 for violating the county's new ban on smoking in public places. Now, that's a pretty hefty fine. Which are not defined as places owned by the public, like government buildings, but places that are open to the public, like stores, restaurants, social clubs, etc., as many other places around the country have passed similar bans. Somehow, by opening his establishment doors to the public, the owner magically forfeits his property rights and is no longer allowed to determine who might partake of a perfectly legal substance within the confines of that property. Furthermore, he may not even permit people to smoke on his own property in the great outdoors if they are smoking, quote, within 5 feet of doorways, unquote. The bureaucrats of the county health department were kind enough to issue a warning to the Lithuanian society before slapping on them fines of $250 per lit cigarette, plus an additional $250 for failing to have a workplace smoking policy. They didn't even have a policy in place to get fined. The society, some of whose members probably thought they had escaped to freedom from Soviet and Nazi occupation of their home country, apparently believed that as owners of their property, they had the right to determine whether or not their patrons could inhale tobacco smoke.
We can't have these foreigners coming in here with their crazy concepts thinking crap like that. Give them a fine.
In addition, they believed that they were exempted from the county's smoking ban because, quote, bingos and other charitable events that are entirely staffed by volunteers over 18 inches are indeed exempt.
Hold on, the volunteers have to be 18 inches?
Apparently. The regulations, as always, are complex and open to a wide variety of interpretations.
Wait a minute, they have volunteers that are less than 18 inches?
I don't know. It's very strange. And the political
power... What parts are they measuring? It can't be their total height.
Of the particular establishment being warned are fine, but they say, but since they pay their twice-a-week bingo staff, the health department ruled otherwise.
Mm.
So this is, the Lithuanian Citizen Society that has been fined $16,000.
Crazy. Crazy talk.
For politicians, of course, there are three benefits to signing these kinds of laws into effect. First, they get to pose, and this is, I really like the way he puts this. First, they get to pose as caring leaders, trying to protect people from the dangers of, in this instance, smoking. Second, having a bureaucracy levy fines on the public and not always sympathetic individuals and organizations is much less politically risky than raising taxes on wide swaths of the public.
Yeah.
So they're only targeting, in this case, the Lithuanian Citizen Society, not everybody all at once. Third, politicians get the opportunity to stick up for the little guy when the bureaucrats go too far. We'll talk about how this all plays out here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at libertystickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And that, by the way, when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, with all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. rlc.org.
All right, so we're talking about a smoking ban. This particular one happens to be in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. And they fined the Lithuanian Citizen Society $16,000 for violating their smoking ban on any public place. And as Michael Tennant at LouRockwell.com rightly points out, and I think it's a brilliant point, that for politicians, there are three distinct benefits to signing these types of laws. Just to recap, one, they get to pose as caring leaders to protect people from some danger, in this case, smoking. Second, having a bureaucracy levy fines on specific and not always sympathetic individuals and organizations, like in this case, the Lithuanian Citizen Society, is much less politically risky than raising taxes on wide swaths of the public. So it's not really too much of a risk to pass these types of laws. Third, politicians...
I like this one. This is the most insidious one.
Yeah. They get the opportunity to stick up for the little guy when the bureaucrats, quote, go too far. Now, as he points out, all three apply here in spades. Allegheny County Chief Executive Dan Onorato, who signed the ban into law last October, is now charging that the fine against the Lithuanian Society is excessive. It's not inherently wrong, you see, for the society's property rights to be violated. He just doesn't want the health department's enforcers to go too far.
Right.
Which is to say, beyond the point which is politically damaging to those who enacted the anti-smoking ordinance, namely him.
Right.
Onorato agrees with the health department's assessment that the law applies to social clubs. He just wants the department and the society to come to a compromise. That is, a reduced penalty that'll bring a sizable enough amount of money into the county treasury, thus satisfying the health department Nazis without unduly endangering Onorato's political future. Thus does Onorato attempt to create the appearance of being the friend of the common man, while actively engaging in multiple violations of the common man's property rights. Nice work, if you can get it. Directly below this is directly below this story of big bad governments taking things out on a poor charitable organization is this story of big bad governments taking things out on poor people who use mass transit. Except the latter story is not quite the same. It's more the story of big bad governments taking things out on the taxpayers who are forced to fund a chronically debt-ridden mass transit system, as so is often the case. However, the debate is not framed to reflect that.
No.
In this case, the Port Authority of Allegheny County, which is in charge of bus and train services, is projecting a deficit of $80 million for the next fiscal year.
Go figure. All these bus systems are projecting deficits of some sort or another because they're just a bad idea. If they were a good idea,
the market would have already done.
You wouldn't need the city to do it.
This being a government agency, of course, year after year of huge losses can easily be sustained.
And, you know, the original idea from most of these bus systems was, hey, let's start up a bus system. We'll get it going, and then it'll sort of support itself.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't happen. It doesn't come close because
the money just keeps
it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the bus, you know, the public transportation looks a hell of a lot like the public housing. And that's one of the reasons that it, you know, one of the many reasons,
well, sometimes it can
the myriad
look okay.
of reasons.
Depending on the area you live, sometimes it can look okay because they pour
sometimes
enough
the
money into
the
it.
Public housing in certain areas looks okay,
right.
too. I mean, there's public housing in America that you can walk through without getting knifed.
The fact is... The fact is, they're losers. They're fiscal losers. Anyway, so it's $80 million is the deficit for the next year, right? So, year after year, these losses can easily be sustained, but eventually even the government has to face up to reality. In this case, the Port Authority is therefore proposing to raise fares and reduce service. This is, by the way, the only way...
That's great.
The way,
give me some of that crap.
This is also the only way that they're going to be able to keep Social Security floating for another few more years is to raise the age you retire at or raise the amount they take from you and reduce service. Anyway, it's a move that makes fiscal sense but will surely still fail to resolve the underlying problem, which is the lack of a profit incentive. As long as taxpayers have to foot the bill, there's no reason for the Port Authority ever to get itself into sound financial shape.
No, why would they?
Nevertheless... Even these reasonable steps, which are projected to bring the deficit down to a mere $45 million, are being resisted by guess who?
Government.
Close. By those who are not officially part of the political class, though not officially part of the political class, share its contempt for others' property rights. As far as these people are concerned, they have an inherent right to the property of others, i.e., to the money stolen from other taxpayers to subsidize the greenback hemorrhaging for proposition known as mass transit. Those who ride the bus or train ought not to be expected to pay the entire cost of their own transportation, nor should the transit authority be expected to live within its means. Other people should be robbed at gunpoint so these parasites can continue to ride mass transit for next to nothing.
So it's not the government. It's just people who love big government.
So it's the
That's
welfare
right.
recipients, the people that
the
ride
riders.
The bus itself. It's them that they're complaining. I see.
These hold-up artists are shameless, and I'm sure the union is involved if there's a transportation union.
I'm sure
they're involved in this. They even staged an all-night vigil near the Port Authority's headquarters, hoisting signs with slogans like, "We weep for our public transit."
Like their public transit is a little animated bus. Honk, honk.
Yeah.
You get little feelings and stuff.
Lest and another
Herbie,
sign.
Herbie, the public transit bus. He's crying because he won't be able to take the, you know, the welfare recipients, the degenerates, the bums peeing on themselves. He won't be able to take them everywhere.
Less transit means less opportunity, says another sign. I suppose that's easier and safer than breaking into their neighbors' houses during the night and stealing the money they believe is rightfully theirs. One doubts that their photograph would have appeared in the newspaper in quite the same fashion if they'd done that.
Yeah, but then you can shoot them at least.
Mm. But there's no denying that the reality of the act is precisely the same. Neither politicians nor ordinary citizens in America have any concern for the property rights of others. Oh, they'll howl in protest of their own rights, even imagine ones like the right to mass transit, are violated. But they won't give a second thought to their own violations of others' rights. Politicians will tell you what you may or may not do with your own property, and then snatch it from you if you fail to obey their edicts, edicts from which they generally exempt themselves. Non-politicians will demand that you hand over all your hard-earned money, or a good fraction of it, so that they can get whatever they happen to want at the moment, and then scream bloody murder if their victims balk at even a small portion of their demand.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, it is even a small portion. If, you know, if you don't give them the dollars that they're looking for, you're bad, you're mean, you're greedy.
Property rights are the bedrock of civilization and prosperity. Isn't ironic?
The funny thing is they can get everything they want voluntarily. They really can. They can probably get it better, better service entirely, but they want to take it at the point of a gun. They want to make you get on their side. You may not think my idea is such a great idea, but You're going to do it anyway, because I'm going to use the guns of government.
A lot of the people who think that it's such a good idea are also the people who think that people are in search of a profit are bad, evil business people. So they wouldn't like the public transit if it said private transit on it. Then it wouldn't be any good.
Property rights, the bedrock of civilization. Isn't it ironic that here in the alleged land of the free, that Americans and their elected officials are busily engaging in destroying private property rights, while the still officially communist Chinese government has just passed its first law protecting them? If the Chinese leave us in the dust economically in the coming decades, don't say you weren't warned. They're beginning to come to terms with the importance of private property, just as we in the West are fast denying it. To the phones. Let's go to Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince. Vince in California.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind, Vince?
Hey, listening to your show last Saturday, you guys were reading that article from LouRockwell.com about drunk driving.
Yes.
I was listening to it, and I didn't really find the argument he made all that compelling, but it made me sort of think about some of the other unintended consequences. And the one that I can definitely speak to from experience is, when I'm driving while, a little tipsy, I'm very, very paranoid about cops. And I'm looking all over, looking, in my rear view mirror, is that car a cop? Spending a lot of my precious attention making sure that there aren't any cops around looking for me. Attention that I should be paying to the road in my driving.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Very good, Vince. Anything else?
I've been thinking about that, and it's a hell of a thing to say, let's get rid of drunk driving laws.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a statement that has a great deal of hubris to it. But
it may be true, but regardless of the emotionalism behind it, unintended consequences are a fact of government policy.
Well, they're a fact of everything, but government policy means that you don't have a choice.
Vince, your final thoughts?
My final thought is that I don't have a driver's license, so when I'm driving all the time, I have to pick up that too. So maybe we should call us driver's licenses too.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Wow. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.